I'm Larry London. Welcome once again to Border Crossings. And today we're joined by an American Idol. At least she was a contestant on American Idol, and she did very well. And we'd like to welcome singer, songwriter, Sabrina Monique, who is with us today. And what was it like being on American Idol, first of all?
Oh, gosh, that was one of the most fun experiences I ever had. Just a room full of so many talented people, wonderful artists, idols. The judges were absolutely amazing, so kind. So just to be there, I thought the entirety of the experience was just so much fun.
And you were on, I think, in 2020. So Katy Perry was there?
Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan. So we had a great panel that year.
What's the best advice you got in the whole show?
The best advice was just to be yourself and just stay true to your authentic self. And that's where all the magic will happen, which is what I kind of try to do and implicate throughout my music.
And there's a lot of pressure to be on a TV show where people are voting for you, against you, whatever. 30 million people are tuning in. You know, you're performing for large, large crowds. Must be a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure, but it's just something that you love. And as long as you adhere to their advice, you know, stay true to yourself, be who you are, and just be in the moment. And that's all you can do.
Why did you decide you wanted to do that?
I always loved the show growing up. I was such a fan ever since I was a kid, and watching all of these performers and their careers, and just I just loved the show. And I always had a dream about being on the show. I auditioned many times before I made it on. So it was definitely a dream of mine. So I'm so fortunate that I was able to accomplish that.
How about The Voice? Any chance you'd go on that show?
Oh, definitely. I've auditioned for that one, too. You know, it's only a matter of time, as they say.
Exactly. And you were 23 at the time you were on American Idol. So a lot has changed in the last 4 years. And you wrote most of the songs for your new album, It's Not Me, It's You, in a Nashville studio. I guess there was that you had a creative breakthrough.
Right. So in the midst of the pandemic, you know, 2020, everything shut down. The only thing I could really do was head into a studio and write and record. So that's the only thing that was open. And that's what I did. And I just sat there for months and months on end. And I just wrote and recorded a bunch of different songs, a bunch of demos. I mean, so many different things, some things that I'll never, ever release. And who knows, some things I'll never even speak of. But it really was not only a cathartic experience, but very much a fundamental part in my journey as an artist and a songwriter. I think it was very important for me to have that developmental time where I can just really hone in on my craft and just sit there and do absolutely nothing other than focus on music and writing and telling my story. And with that, kind of came this curated album and this beautiful masterpiece that a long time coming, but here we are 4 years later. So it's finally out. And I'm just so.
And you talk about it being cathartic. I think that being a songwriter, music is a great outlet for your expression, for yourself, for therapy, for whatever, self-therapy. It's a great way to tell a story. And the listener doesn't know if it's really about you or it's somebody else, or that they don't know, but you know, but they don't know.
Right. Absolutely. It's definitely, there's that saying, when words fail, music speaks. And I think that that is something that is very true, at least for myself. If I can't figure out a way to express it, or I feel uncomfortable expressing it, I'm definitely going to put it in a song. So that's where a lot of that catharticism comes in for me.
Have you written any songs about failed relationships?
Oh, we'll have you listen to the album, the whole thing. So piggybacking off of that, just I would say the premise of this, you know, whole album, it's a play on words. It's not me, it's you. It's not you, it's me. You know, that stereotypical breakup saying, right? I found myself throughout, you know, the latter half of my, you know, teens, early adolescence, like mid-20s, in a cycle where I was dating the same person, the same kind of person. It's a different cycle, different person, but it was the same situation, just different guy. I also found that repetitiveness in certain behaviors with friendships and familial relationships. So within the album, yes, we can say it is a compilation of, you know, situationships, failed relationships, et cetera, unrequited love. But it also is pays homage to some familial things and relationships that I've gone through, and also some friendships, and how I was repeating some of just the same patterns and cycles within those relationships. So there's definitely Easter eggs in there that will nod to. It's not all just about, unrequited love. It's about also finding self-love and self-empowerment, and knowing that I'm enough as well in the midst of all the chaos, that the only person that matters is
And it's
me.
quite a blend of styles, the reggaeton and you got rock, you got dance, you got it all going on.
I definitely am somebody that writes from the heart and just writes with what I feel. And I think as long as the lyricism, the storyline, my true authentic self, as long as that pattern is all there, I think it can all come through in a nice little package with a bow on it, even though it might be a little contradictory.
If you could write a song for anybody in the industry, who would be your dream choice to write a song for?
Oh, goodness gracious. Dead or alive?
Up to you.
I would love to write a song for and or with Miss Amy Winehouse, who's probably one of my biggest influential just heroes in all of music history. I think she's fantastic, and I think she writes poetry, and she, wrote just so to just the building blocks for so many other artists, and definitely some not me. So somebody I would love to write a song for or with.
She was one of my favorites too. We lost her way too young.
Absolutely.
What a tremendous talent. Sabrina Monique is also a tremendous talent. She's with us here on Border Crossings, a young lady who has two first names. Sabrina Monique.
There
Are
you go.
you Italian or what is your descent?
I am, believe it or not, I even have more names. So my full name is Sabrina Monique Sriracha.
Sriracha,
Sriracha,
okay.
kind of like the hot sauce a
Like
little
the hot sauce in the pho. You got to have some sriracha with your pho.
had a little sauce.
All right, what are we going to hear first? What are you going to sing for us
Oh,
first?
the first song off my album that I'm going to sing for you is called Me, You, and Your Ego.
Ooh, me, you, and your ego, Sabrina Monique on Border Crossings.
Look, I'm really done talking. I should have never let you in. I need you to understand now, this threesome that we're in, it's never really gonna work out. It feels so detrimental to my mental health. I'm feeling quite unwell. So go and focus on your followers and feed. Check your so-called wealth. I don't need your help. You are starting to believe lies you tell yourself. I don't need clout to be happy with myself. Cause it's just me, you, and your ego. And I don't care where you do go. Get out my life. It's you and your pride. I don't need your games to fill my mind. Yeah, it's just me, you, and your ego. And when the curtain drops, I'll be solo. Took too much of my time, wasted years of my life. I'm finally taking back what's mine. Can you really even blame me? You gaslight straight to the moon. Tell me I'm the one who's crazy, then turn around and change your mood. Oh, the story's always hazy. You can never tell me the truth. Wonder why I won't pick up lately. I'm already on the move. So go hook up with other girls who look like me. Rewrite history, put the blame on me. You were never gonna take accountability. It was always you and never me, yeah. But it's just me, you and your ego. And I don't care where you two go. Get out my life. It's you and your pride. I don't need your games to fit.
Hey, it's just me, you and your ego. And when the curtain drops, I'll be solo. This girl likes a spotlight. It's time to shine and finally take back what is mine. Hey, it's just me, you and your ego. And I don't care where you two go. Get out of my life, it's you and your pride. I don't need your games to fill my mind. Yeah, it's just me, you and your ego. And when the curtain drops, I'll be solo. This girl likes her spotlight. It's time to shine and finally take back what is mine.
Border Crossings, me, you, and your ego. And we've got Sabrina Monique with us here today, singer-songwriter. It's not me, it's you. Which is, I guess, as you mentioned, a phrase in the end stage of a relationship, you know, and so that's what you decided to focus your attention on this album was, I guess, highs and lows with family, with friends, with relationships as well. How about leading up to this album? What kind of stuff were you working on, and how's this different than anything you've done before?
I think, leading up to this album, a lot of what I was writing was more like songs about self-development. So it was always kind of, regardless of whether or not it was in, you know, a relationship stance or any sort of circumstance, I was always trying to find how I could be my best self in the situation. Or even if I wasn't being my best self in the situation, I think I'm honest in that as well in this album. You know, sometimes I own up to it. I'm not always right. And I think that's kind of the fun balance between the duality of it's not me, it's you. Okay, sometimes it could be me. But I think prior to this, I experienced a lot in my adolescence in terms of body image issues. And, you know, growing up, I had just was dealing with a lot in school. So I was always trying to work on just keeping myself afloat, trying to keep myself, you know, keep my head high, keep my spirits high, always keep moving forward. So a lot of the material I was writing was about, you know, just the life I wanted, the life I envisioned, the life I knew was out there, just getting over that hurdle. I'd be over that hurdle and I'd get to the end. And even with this album, I think there is that theme as well, where, you know, even amidst all of the mud and the chaos, we do get to that end and there is a light and there is a nice, you know, not a happy ending, but in the end she does find herself. And that's kind of the overall theme that I think I have been toying with ever since my young adolescence, is finding myself, or at least just knowing that everything is okay and I am okay and enough. And that's what this album also kind of wraps in as well. So
yeah, but touching on, you know, the mental health aspect of, you know, Sabrina Monique, I know that you have gone through some struggles, you know, body image struggles. You had some surgery or something, you know.
Right.
So, you know, you're absolutely lovely, you know. So, you know, what advice would you have for somebody, you know, else who, because it's a tough, today being a teenager is tough.
Yes.
You know, the suicide is at an all-time high rate among high school kids and young kids. It's terrible. It's tragic.
Gosh, let me tell you something. I even say it like today, I couldn't imagine being a teenager now, because I thought technology, it was on the precipice when I was in high school. I mean, we, you know, Twitter was out. We just got Instagram, you know, Facebook had been out. MySpace was a thing of the past, but we didn't have as much, you know, to our resource, and our phone wasn't that much of a computer. So I couldn't imagine being a teenager today or a young adolescent, because the compare and despair, the constant scrolling online. I mean, the media does a great job, and all of these apps and programs that all of these kids are just disposed to, or they have, or exposed to rather. It is all consuming, and it's very difficult. And I would just say that the main thing that I could say to anybody is none of it's real. Everything you see online is completely curated. It's completely made up. It's what people want you to see. It's their best selves. So just know that there is no compare and despair. That's the worst thing you can do. So just be confident and sound in your own self and whatever you're doing. And that is the only thing you need to do, because you are more than enough and you don't need to be like the next person you see in your feed. And that would be my best advice to you, is that, you know, you as you are in your existence right now is more than enough.
I think we're over technologied, if that's a word, where we got too many distractions in our lives. And, you know, when people, as an artist, as somebody who puts music out, you're putting yourself out there. This is really you putting yourself out there, because you wrote a song, you're singing a song, you're a performer. And then people write comments and they feel the need to, you know, there's a lot of times there's haters, there's mean people who hide behind some identity. And that's, do you read your comments or no?
I used to, and I don't anymore, because
good for you.
Here's the thing. There's nothing anybody can say to me online that is worse or that I haven't already said to myself. So let's be real. I don't even care. You know, it's just, and if you're going to take the time to sit there behind a screen and write something negative, I don't have the time for you. So I think that's the attitude you have to have, because it's at the end of the day, like I said, it's not real. This person's behind a screen. They mean nothing to you in your everyday life. It's superfluous. So don't even pay no mind to that.
What's been the highlight for Sabrina Monique to this point? Because your career is just kind of, the journey's just starting.
Right. Oh, gosh. There's been many highlights. I could say that, you know, American Idol was definitely one of them. Getting to sing in front of my idols like Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, that was amazing. And but something happened to me recently that has just left this, you know, giddy feeling inside me. So it's something that I think is in my mind right now up front. But most recently, I walked into a shop in Times Square. I wasn't even supposed to be there. My friend said, "Hey, can you come meet me?" And I walked into the wrong shop. And I walked in, and all of a sudden, I'm looking around, and I hear the song on the radio, and it's my song. And I was so taken out of left field. I was taken back. Oh, my God, wait. Is that really me? That's me. And nobody in the ice cream store knew that it was me. So it's so funny, because I'm sitting there freaking out like a crazy person in the back.
You didn't tell them that it's you?
Oh, I did eventually.
Okay, yeah, you could have got a free scoop.
The girl in the corner screaming. No, and then everyone was like Shazamming it, and it was so great. And they, you know, brought it up on the screen, and, you know, it was me. But it was one of those surreal moments where, you know, you don't even think about it. But, you know, I live in New York City, and it's the heartbeat of the world. And even my own city, you know, my song is playing in the middle of Times Square. So that was just, you know, one of them.
And you lived in an apartment with 12 people.
I lived in an apartment with 12 girls.
12 girls. Well,
12 girls.
12 girls.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Must be some drama. I think there's a Lifetime show there somewhere.
Gosh, we should have had one. Drama, whatever do you mean? I'm not sure. Definitely drama. Stolen clothes was the big one. The clothes that would always go missing, and then you'd see a picture of your girlfriend out. You'd be like, oh, that looks familiar. My poor mother, so many of her tops went missing in college, but yes, but I lived with 12 girls. It was a 6-bedroom apartment, and we put 2 girls to a room. So
wow. And the bathroom must have been in demand. I mean, that's, I can only imagine that.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. It's my turn.
Absolutely. Oh my God. So I like to say that I've paid my dues in New York City apartments.
For sure. Sabrina Monique is our guest here on Border Crossings. You're going to do another song for us?
Yes. The next song I'm going to be singing for you guys is called Love Like Me.
Love Like Me, Sabrina Monique, here on Border Crossings.
I'm the type to put you on a pedestal, baby. I'm the type to fill your cup up on the daily. I'm the type to never let you fall. Got a problem, I can solve it. Give me a heart, boy, you can lock it. I would lie for you, ride for you, lay down and die for you. Be what you want me to, promise that I will be there for you, care for you. Baby boy, when you were blue, pick the phone up. Don't you worry, I'll come running in a hurry, yeah. I deserve a love like me. Someone with consistency who moved the earth, the land and sea, just so they could be with me. I deserve a love.
That's Love Like Me. It's Sabrina Monique, who's our guest today here on Border Crossings on VOA TV. Sabrina's speaking with us. Are you at your home in New York?
Yes, I'm hailing to you from my lovely studio apartment.
Oh, what's the plan for the next few months up to the start of the new year? Well, are you going on tour? What is your plan?
Right. So the plan right now is we have a couple of shows in the works. So I'm going to be performing a lot throughout the entirety of the rest of the year. A lot of things to promote the album. I have a performance on Thanksgiving that I will be promoting very soon. That'll be taking place in Times Square. So that's very fun. But the main focus right now is performing for you guys. I'll be releasing all those dates very soon and just getting the songs out there, getting you, you know, everybody's anticipating, you know, they've heard the songs now. They know them, they've known them, they've been to the shows, they've been waiting for this to come out, so everyone's super excited now. So the main focus is just getting music out there and getting you guys out there to hear it.
What was the most unusual place or circumstance when you wrote a song? Something, you know, not just sitting at a desk saying, I gotta write a song.
This happens more often than I want to admit, and I don't know why, but I tend to write songs when I'm on the treadmill at the gym. I have no idea why, but something will happen. I'll be running and then my brain just starts going and going and I can't help it. And if something happens, it happens all the time. And then I'll be on the treadmill for like an hour and a half. I'm like, okay, who am I? I have to go home. but that's normally what happens.
An hour and a half. I can't last 5 minutes. An hour.
You get
and a half.
Lost. You get lost. I'm definitely not running, by the way. I want to make that very clear that I'm not.
Sabrina Monique is talking with us. It's Not Me, It's You is the name of the new album. Is this your first album, first full studio album?
Yes, it is. This is the first one.
This is the debut. Okay. With today's industry, very hard to sell albums nowadays. Everything is streaming. It's a business of streaming.
Right. Yes, it is.
And it's hard for young artists to make anything from the streams right now. I hear from a lot of different young artists I've talked to that say, you know, there's no money in streaming for me at this time.
That's true. But I think that if that's what you're in this for, of course, who isn't in it for the money? Who doesn't want to be the next pop idol, you know,
sure.
I'm raking in all the money and millions of followers, but That's not why I write music and put music out. So for me, so at the end of the day, that's not my main focus. I do this because I love it. It's because I enjoy it. I know people out there who do hear it and will hear it, connect to it. And that's not something I think about, which might not be the best advice to people out there, but
How did you make it through COVID?
So I work at probably one of the craziest and most best places in the world for a singer or performer. I'm very fortunate to work at a restaurant in Times Square called Stardust Diner, and it is one of the most phenomenal, wacky places you will ever see. The premise of the restaurant is everybody that works there sings there. So all your servers and waiters, they all perform to you, and we are singing all day, all night, all genres of music. My old
Wow.
music, there's singer-songwriters, Broadway performers, veterans. It is crazy. The talent there is astronomical. Everybody there is wonderful. Some of my fond friends and coworkers. So I'm very fortunate to work there. It's a blessing. And there I'm able to really help develop my own, style. I started working there at a very young age. I'm very fortunate to kind of been able to grow up and kind of practice, and really figure out my own, voice and artistry there throughout the years. So it's a great place and I'm very fortunate. It's super funny. You'll walk in and you'll see somebody serving your table and they'll be singing and they'll be dropping off, your milkshake, and they'll have like a microphone in one hand and milkshake in the other hand. You're like, what is this place? And there's a line wrapped around, 7th Avenue to get in, but it really is a wonderful place filled with so many talented performers. So I'm so grateful.
Wow. And I watch, I get these Instagram videos that come to me of like somebody sitting at a piano in a mall. And then people will come up and say, "Can I sing with you? Can you do this song?" And
Right. It's sort of like that, but not actually at all. So it's we have all of our own tracks and all of our own one giant music system.
wow.
One giant like concert all the time, I would say. So and you
That's
know,
fun.
yeah, it's group numbers, it's duets, it's pop, it's rock, it's everything. It's awesome.
And what's the name of the restaurant?
Ellen Stardust Diner.
All right. And so please, when you go there, make a reservation, ask for Sabrina's table.
Yes,
So you get
definitely.
treated to some great music. We're being treated to some great music today from Sabrina Monique, whose new album is It's Not Me, It's You is out already, I assume. It's out
Yeah.
now.
Yes,
Great.
everywhere.
Congratulations. That's
Everywhere.
got to be an exciting time giving birth to all of these songs. Now, as a songwriter, and your debut album, what's the process like when you're trying to select the 12 songs you're going to put on your debut album out of the hundreds you've written?
The process of choosing the album, I realized that it was so difficult. There is no right or wrong way to do it. It's about what cohesively told the story I was trying to convey. And at the end of the day, I think, we did a great job in choosing, the proper start, beginning, middle, and end. But it really is just what speaks to you, what feels right, what helps you progress your narrative. And there is no right or wrong answer, but it's just what felt right. And what I was able to hit, start and sit down and go one pass through and say, okay, that sounds complete to me. That's what I wanted. And I think, it's all about just how you feel your music is perfectly conveyed.
And what is the song that you're going to convey next?
So the next song I'm going to be performing for you is one of my favorite songs on the album. It's called Love Again, Part Two.
Love Again, Part Two. Sabrina Monique, this is Border Crossings.
Heard you outside my window on June 29th. You were screaming my name for about 45 minutes. And I lied to you, we were on the phone. Said I'd let you in had I only known. But I was crying on my bed alone. The pain of letting you back in is something I can't sustain. and tell me I'm the one to blame. But 10 years is just too long. Had to cut you off, no contact. But you can't tell me I'm the problem when you always comes running back. You and I were never ever meant to get this right. I hope I see you in the next lifetime. I wish you all the very best, my friend. I need to find a man who will make me love again. You know exactly what to do when it's convenient for you. I can't sneak you in my parents' house like it's 2016 now. For you to wake up with my dad and have a coffee and... I heard you outside my window. I heard you outside my window on June 29th. You were screaming my name for about 45 minutes. And I lied to you, we were on the phone. Said I'd let you in, had I'd only known. But I was crying on my bed alone. The pain of letting you back in is something I can't sustain. And you tell me I'm the one to blame. But 10 years is just too long. Had to cut you off, no contact. But you can't tell me I'm the problem when it's you who always comes running back. You and I were never ever meant to get this right. I hope I see you in the next lifetime. I wish you all the very best, my friend. I need to find a man who will make me love again. You know exactly what to do when it's convenient for you. Can't sneak you in my parents' house like it's 2016 now. For you to wake up with my dad and have a coffee in the morning. Chat with him like his daughter's important. You're too late. And the memory of me will haunt you straight to your grave. And I know that you're not sorry, but I wonder when you're riding around the 845 in your Charger, playing all my songs, do you ever wish that you tried harder? You and I were never ever meant to get this right. I hope I see you in the next lifetime. I wish you all the very best, my friend. I need to find a man who will make me put the bottle down, I'm done with you. Haven't hit the blunt, I'm done with you. It's to sober up, not drunk on you. Water in my cup, Revelations 22. Put the bottle down, I'm done with you. Haven't hit the blunt, I'm done with you. Nice to sober up, not drunk on you. Water in my cup, Revelations 22. You and I were never ever meant to get this right. I hope I see you in the next lifetime. I wish you all the very best, my friend. I need to find a man who will make me love again. And I, we were never ever meant to get this right. I hope I see you in the next lifetime. I wish you all the very best, my friend. I need to find a man who will make me love again.
Welcome back to Border Crossings. You were watching a performance, which Sabrina did just for us. We're happy that you were able to do that. How about favorite songs on your album? Things that, you know, to you personally stand out that other people must listen to.
I mean, I want to say all of them, but I would say that my favorites would definitely be the one we just performed, Love Again Part 2, Me, You, and Your Ego, which you heard earlier, Rather Be Lonely, which is one of my favorite songs. It's my power anthem song. It's my take back song. And The Epilogue, which is the last song on the album. And it's the button to the entire piece. It definitely is the nail on the head of the coffin for sure.
If somebody came to you and said, I'm sorry, Sabrina, you can only pick songwriting or singing, it can't be both, which would you pick?
I'd have to say wake me up because this is definitely a dream I can't choose. I couldn't. I couldn't. The
Couldn't
one
make a choice. The two are together.
the two what?
The two are together. They're inseparable. You can't separate
Yes,
them.
no, one cannot exist without the other for me. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, do you sing songs written by other people, or do you write all your own songs and that's it?
Oh yeah. Oh God. I love a good cover song. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's also what helps inspire me to test different genres as well, you know.
And your album is produced by somebody, I guess, who worked with Lady Gaga or some different. I was
Right.
reading you
Yeah.
had some big
So
name stars that this person, this producer has worked with.
yes, definitely. And Mr. Randy Merrill on there as well has mastered everybody from Gaga to Miley to Justin to Ariana. So I'm very, very grateful to be in the hands of some wonderful, wonderful people in the industry.
Does it get frustrating when somebody tries to change your music? You say, this is how I feel on this song, but they want more bass, more of this, more energy. I don't want a ballad. Let's turn it into a dance song. And you're like,
You know what? It used to, but here's the thing. I've realized that everybody is only ever trying to do their best work in every way, shape, or form. So just because somebody thinks this is going to make it better and I might not like it doesn't mean anything bad. It just means that they were really enthusiastic about that. So it's all about conversation and, you know, just being open and honest. I've never had a producer say to me, oh, you don't like that? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so offended. No, like, okay, no problem. We'll switch it. It's no big deal. No big deal. I love the industry that I work in. I'm very grateful.
Are you the only one in the family who's doing this?
Oh yeah, I am. Except for I will have to give a little shout out to my little cousin Mila. She's an aspiring little singer and songwriter herself, and I would say she is my number one fan. She will be playing Barbie dolls with her friends, and her mom sends me a video, and she's playing my music in the background, and she's telling all of her friends about, you know, my cousin's a singer, this, that. So I will say that I have high hopes for her as well. I think one day I hope she's greater than I am,
Would
actually.
you tell her to go on American Idol?
Oh, yeah. I tell her about American Idol. I would tell her to conquer the world. I truly think she can. She's phenomenal.
Well, Sabrina Monique, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Where can people find you on social media, on your website? If they're trying to find you, where do they go?
You can find me, you can stream my music everywhere. I'm literally everywhere. I made it so easy for you guys. Wherever you stream your music or find your music, you will find mine. And you can find me all over social media at the Sabrina Monique, TikTok, Instagram. I'm all out there. So just give me a search, you'll find me.
It's the Sabrina Monique.
The Sabrina Monique, yeah.
Okay, very important. All right, well, I'm going to give you a chance to say something to our worldwide audience who are tuning in 100 different countries around the world, which includes the troops who are also tuned in. So if you would like to say something to the people who are watching right now.
First of all, thank you so much for having me on your show, Larry, and for everybody out there who is watching and listening. It means more to me than you could ever even imagine. I'm just a girl from New York City with a really big dream. So if you've taken the time to listen to the album, I strongly encourage you do, and I thank you so much. And if it inspires you and touches your heart, please reach out to me. I want to know. So thank you so much to everybody who's listening, and to those who haven't, go out there, stream it right now. Everywhere. It's not me, it's you. My name's Sabrina Monique. Thank you so much.
It's not me, it's you. I
Thank
can't. Oh, I don't want to hear that ever on a date. It's not me, it's you. Well, thank you so much, Sabrina Monique, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure to meet you and have you on and hear your music. And please don't be a stranger. Come back and see us again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Love to have you back. Sabrina Monique is our guest. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.